Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Licucci from the 3rd Macau International Film Festival and Awards, and I am joined by the great filmmaker Chen Kaiga, who is the president of the jury for this year's competition of the festival. So thank you very much for joining us, and how's it going so far?
It's going very well. I must say that I'm slightly surprised because I think everything is organized very well. And I must say that I really enjoyed the movie that I watched.
Why do you say surprised?
Because, you know, this is a very young festival. You hardly to see, you know, in first 5 years of the festival can do something very properly. But this is exceptional. You know, I mean, I'm very comfortable because I've been to many festivals, as you know. Sometimes I just feel very bored, but not here. It's great.
What do you think of Macau as a place for a festival like this?
Obviously, we all know Macau in 1999 come back to China, become the, you know, a part of China. So I think for that reason, there are a lot of chance for the young filmmakers to come here easily. I think the idea of the festival is to help and support and discover the young generation talents. This is what Mike and his team is doing, which is very, very important. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. And now I guess that we have already attracted a lot of attention from young filmmakers in China. I look back how I start my career compared with what happened today is very different, very different. Because at that time, there wasn't any market. And people, including myself, didn't have any sense of how to work in a market. But today, that no matter what you think in your mind for those young filmmakers, you need to care about the market, box office, and so on. That's a very different situation. So I hope that, you know, the Macau Festival could help those people, who young generation talents who still have their own dream, you know, to do something that not just for the request of the investors, but also for themselves too. Because recently I saw some interesting films in China. I was totally moved by the idea. Yeah, so I think it's great, but and also I think that there will be some young people from Macau can do something interesting, you know, with the help of the festival.
What would you say is the uniqueness of Asian film festivals?
Well, everything depends on program, depends on the selections. If the selection is great, so that means that it's a quality festival. So the juries are not that important, I must say that, because, you know, you change every year and so on. But if you can guarantee that you have good films in the program, so then that's the point why people want to come. So, I mean, in some Asian countries and Asian cities that there is some, you know, the histories with longer, the festivals with longer history. But it doesn't mean that, you know, it's better than Macau. I really think that, you know, because Mike is very experienced. He just chosen, you know, a variety of the films. The whole five jury members, for most of the movies that we're seeing like this, you know, that That's the thing. I mean, the uniqueness of... there's no uniqueness for any festival because there is a strong competition. You think about that. How many festivals, you know, are there in this world? But I just hope that next year that we could see some movies, you know, on the same... with the same quality.
What is your image of Chinese cinema in the international market?
Well, you know, we there is argument. I must say that, you know, the Chinese, some Chinese filmmakers believe that we're different from others. Yes, we're different from others. Well, it depends on what you're talking about. You're talking about history and the culture and this or that. But what is the similarity between the Chinese filmmaking and the world filmmaking? That's the point. You know, that's what people argue about. And maybe some people believe that, you know, we have the market which is big enough. You know, we don't need to go anywhere else. Which is true. I mean, think about that. There's the movie called The Dying to Survive. So it made almost the box office, you know, it's almost $500 million. It's really something, you know. And the director is very young. It's a very touching story. And but for me, who start with the festivals that I can, Berlin and Venice, I strongly believe that, you know, we should open our door and walk out. But the situation is very, very different from, let's say, 30, 25 years ago. Because at that time, that the international film circle just, you know, embraced the Chinese cinema. They discovered something new. And they have seen something that they haven't seen before. But today, maybe it's become natural that, oh, there is always a Chinese cinema, and the market is really good, and some movies are doing great commercially. And so, I don't know. I mean, but I hope that the young filmmakers can be the pioneer again, you know, to let the whole world to listen to their voice, although that maybe sometimes the voice is pretty weak, but still, we need that.
And what do you think are the qualities of Chinese cinema right now?
This is the thing we're always talking about. I think compare with the movies that we did before, the films we did before, long time ago, it's not really on the same level, because at that time, we just focus on, you know, the value of art, expression of the filmmakers themselves. But today, how you want to judge it? You judge it by achievement of box office. You would say, hey, this one made tons of money, so that's why it's called good movies. You know, something like that. I mean, it's natural. It's obviously right. But I just feel we should encourage young filmmakers to do something. I can't say like us, but, you know, I mean, differently. So the awards winners of the major festivals commercially don't do anything good. You know, that's the reality. I don't even understand that, you know, when the Chinese cinema and the China is not strong enough that we got a lot of tension from the world. But when China becomes stronger and Chinese cinema become bigger, we got less attention. But we don't understand that. But maybe there is a logic, who knows, but for me, you know, I mean, I don't represent anyone else but myself. I just want to say filmmaking is always connect with dream. If you want to be a good filmmaker, that you need to have a dream, no matter what. It sounds cliche, but it's true. You know, and we, like maybe the beginning of this year or something that I heard, but I'm not so sure what really happened. There is a young filmmaker commit suicide in China because of his movie, you know. But I don't know what happened. I was very, very sad. So you see that, you know, he just connects, you know, the filmmaking, cinema with his life. I feel so pity that, you know, if he could continue to live, maybe one day he could do something really great, you know. Yeah, life is just like this.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.